Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Noah Truesdell. During 2020 and our summer of separation during the COVID-19 pandemic, many people turned to outdoor recreation as an escape from home or monotony. As a result, the popularity of paddle sports like kayaking and canoeing exploded, especially in the region of eastern Iowa. Many retailers and outfitters have been out of stock since July of this year. With increased popularity comes inexperienced paddlers. Before the pandemic, kayaks were involved in only 10% of boating accidents in Iowa, but kayakers accounted for 37% of fatalities. With these alarming numbers, the Iowa DNR began training salespeople on how to educate shoppers to use safety gear and avoid water hazards. When COVID prevented in-person training sessions, they released a video to outfitters. In the video, an officer demonstrates how long it takes to get a life jacket out of your boat after you've tipped. It takes the officer 45 seconds to retrieve the life jacket, emphasizing the importance of wearing your life jacket at all times while boating. Other tips for engaging in safe paddling include not paddling while intoxicated, obeying navigation signs, checking the weather forecast before you leave, avoiding floodwaters, and portaging around low head dams. You should also make a paddle plan before you leave on your next trip and inform someone of where you'll be going and how long you expect to be gone. Some hazards to be aware of on our Midwestern waterways are low head dams, strainers, and sweepers. Low head dams are found on many rivers in Iowa and Illinois, with one local dam being the Steel Dam in Milan. These are hazardous due to the rolling action the water takes at the bottom of the dam. It can trap and drown paddlers very easily. These hazards are best avoided by exiting the water and portaging around the dam. Strainers occur when trees and other debris build up on the riverbanks and narrow the channel. This can cause the current to increase and create a hazardous situation. The final hazard to look out for are sweepers. These are trees or branches that hang low over the surface of the water and can knock a paddler out of their boat or cause them to capsize. An American Canoe Association video on safety and the hazards of paddling can be found at riveraction.org/kayaksafety. Have fun on your adventures and stay safe.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.